FM 90.3 WJTL Matthew West. What if Fort King and Country love me like I am with Jordan Sparks. Good morning. 7:05 Annie and Fred with you on your Thursday.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy Thursday. Lisa Landis wants to play your requests and dedications tomorrow at 5. Listen in for your cue to call. You can email her at lisa@wjtl.com or post that request on Facebook, and she will do her best to play it for you at 5 tomorrow.
Our very special guest, our friend Joelle Ketchum, is here. She's the coordinator for Night to Shine. Good morning, Joelle.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fred and Annie.
Yeah, so great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Well, I guess I should say hi to my husband and all of my friends that help with Night to Shine, all of our guests and all of our volunteers. I mean, can't do it without them.
Yeah, and Joelle's son Kenny and I have been friends a long time. Is he really turning 30 this year?
30 this year.
Oh,
I know. Wow.
That is crazy. Well, shout out to Kenny this morning. So tell us about Night to Shine.
Night to Shine is a prom experience sponsored in part by the Tim Tebow Foundation, and it is for teens and adults with special needs.
Yeah.
And we host it at Spooky Nook Sport because we need big space.
Big space. Now, how many years have you guys been doing this?
This is number 7.
Number 7.
We've changed locations several
times. Because you used to do it at LCBC.
Well, we did the drive-through at LCBC because we needed a big parking lot.
Right. Calvary? Were you at
We never did it at Calvary. No, we did it at Grace Baptist.
Okay.
Then we put a tent in the church parking lot the next year so we could hold more. Then we went to Mannheim BIC. We kind of blew them at the seams.
Yeah.
Then we went to the Nook, and then we had 2 years.
Well, hopefully you won't outgrow the Nook.
Yeah, I hope not. We're not on the sports field yet, so we have space to go.
You still have room to grow. So tell us what all happens at A Night to Shine.
Oh, so many wonderful things. Our guests come in, and each one of them is assigned a buddy. So they get a friend for the night to help them experience everything the night has to offer. They have a sit-down meal. The meal is served for them. After dinner is when we have all of the activities start, because we found if we start them ahead of time, nobody wants to come eat.
Right.
So we nipped that one.
Yeah.
So after dinner, then the ice cream parlors opened up. There's cornhole. There's a photo booth. There's karaoke, which is very popular. Obviously, the dance floor. And some lady that you guys might know named Lisa Landis comes and does our DJing
for
us.
We might know her.
Just a little.
Yeah, yeah. She loves the Night to Shine. Of course, her nephew JJ loves it as well.
Yes, she's awesome. And then we also have limo rides for the guests. They get in with their buddy. They have sparkling grape juice in their ride. And then after they exit the limo, they come in, they go into a holding area, and then they get the doors opened up and they come out and they're on the red carpet.
It's the red carpet.
They get their name announced. They get crowned. They get a picture taken. That picture they can take home with them. They get a take-home bag with a whole bunch of goodies in it. So that's one thing that we're looking for, is things we can shove in those bags to make them a little more full than, you know, just a flat bag to hand them that's empty.
Right.
We also have a salon that we set up for them. My daughter, Courtney, oversees the whole salon, and we have a bunch of stylists. They're all professionals that come in and do updos and makeup. We have a sensory room for those that can't maybe handle all the noise
and
the
lights
for a long period of time.
Yep.
So we have a space for them, and then we also have a space we call the respite lounge for the parents and caregivers. And we are very fortunate to partner with Acorn Farms. Phil Landis does an amazing job at the food for that. And another friend that you guys might know is Matt and Kim Goss, come and do time with the parents and some music and entertainment, which is just wonderful. Because anyone that knows them, they're just an amazing couple and so super sweet.
Great music, but also they're just so personable.
They're genuine. They are just as genuine as you get.
Yeah.
We also do a raffle for the parents.
Okay.
So we're always looking for gift baskets and gift cards, and this is free for the parents.
Right.
The whole event itself is free. There's no charge for any guest or parent or caregiver that comes.
Yeah.
We also partner with the IU13. They have a formal closet, so our guests also can go get formal wear for free.
Tuxedos
and then we actually have tuxedos.
Yep.
There's a few tuxedos. We actually have one of the local Central Tuxedo in Centerville. Doug is amazing. He gives our crew an amazing deal, and they can go in and get the whole garb. You know, there's some of them that just love it.
I love it.
And they just do an amazing job partnering with us as well. So we've got a lot of community partners, volunteers, and it makes it happen. We have over 400 guests with special needs
And what's the age? What's the age-wise for
them? The foundation says 14. I'd always kind of go a little bit higher because it's from 14 to 16, in my opinion, there's a little bit of a difference developmental with kids with intellectual disability. So, and up to whatever. We have someone that's in their mid-70s, almost 80. So there's some of them that have never experienced anything like this. They didn't have IU proms. They were not given the opportunity to go to their high school prom or homecoming.
Right.
So those that are older, this is super special for them. It's just such
a
night.
Yeah, what does it mean to them? What kind of impact does it have?
It's so cool. We have parents that cry. I thought it would be a big thing for the guest, but to see the impact for the parents, them being able, I remember the first year we did it, we had a family come in with their daughter who was 50. And the mom was in tears because here there was something that was just for her to get dressed up for. They came along to support her. She wasn't going along to support them.
Yeah, right.
You know, they've gone to weddings of family members and different things that, you know, that's for other people, but nothing for them. I mean, face it, a lot of them are never going to get married. So to give them an opportunity to just have that wow effect. I mean, we decorate, we try to go over the top as much as we can. I tell all the volunteers, the buddies, dress up. You know, don't think you're going to overdress. Now there's limits to some dressing, but dress up because it makes them feel special that you've done that
for them. You've dressed
for them,
yeah. So, very cool. So when is Night to Shine this year?
Night to Shine is Friday, February 10th, starting at 5:45. Guests can arrive a little earlier than that. We send out time frames for everybody and even volunteers. Volunteers have different time frames depending on where they're serving.
If family wants to sign up their child, they could do that online?
They can get on the waiting list. We're about 30, 35 deep right now.
Okay.
We've already taken some off, but they can get on the waiting list at least for next year.
Sure.
And even for volunteers, they can go to the same site. So it's lcbcchurch.com/nighttoshine, and it'll take you to the spot where you can get on the waiting list or you can sign up to be a volunteer.
Coming up, we'll talk more about how you can get involved and maybe volunteer and help out. So stick around for that. Music on the way too. I Am They, David Leonard, and much more.